WBBM News Time, 12:31, the WBBM Noon Business Hour, is presented by U.S. Cellular for Business Solutions and also sponsored by Four Winds Casino Resort, PLS Financial, and Wintrust Financial.
Well, we've been up today, we've been down today, which is where we are at the moment. The Dow made an early run toward a seventh straight day of gains. Not sure how it's going to finish out. We still have about 2.5 hours to go. So let's talk about things with returning guest Mike Wilman, president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in suburban Evanston. Mike, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Sherman. Thanks, Regine. Thanks for having me back.
What are you seeing, blue skies or gray skies?
You asked me that last time when I was on in March, and we had a very nice market move. So, you know, I'm hoping this rally does continue. I think the market definitely overshot on the downside with a bad, you know, obviously a horrendous 2008 and a bad start to this year. And I think investors right now are starting to see signs that that things are getting better instead of getting worse. We're seeing credit getting a little bit looser. We're also seeing the companies are able to post profits. It's in this environment. I think there's been a lot of companies that are cutting staff, they're cutting overhead, they're cutting inventory to the point that they're lean and mean, and they're ready to, you know, to do well in this environment.
2 weeks ago, we were talking about a Dow, an S&P at a support level of about 875, and if it cracked much below that, we could be in trouble. At the moment, we're looking at the S&P, which is flirting with 950, so we're about 75 points up from that earlier point. What is your take on what the new support level for the S&P might be?
I've always hoped that we wouldn't hit the period where, you know, the low was earlier this year. I think, you know, as I said, I think the market's really overshot on the downside. So, you know, I don't have an exact support level in mind, but I'm just, you know, I'm very, I'm seeing very positive signs, and I'm very encouraged by what I'm seeing in the market.
There still are some clouds on the horizon in the economy, though. Is this premature enthusiasm, do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we had a great story today. I mean, you know, Bernanke was the big story, one of the big stories today. You know, he's supposed to give his testimony before Congress, and he let the cat out of the bag early with an op-ed piece in the Journal today. And, you know, if you look carefully at it, he's saying that he's seeing signs of recovery. And, you know, the thing that, you know, we talked about last time, Sherman, was inflation, and doesn't seem to be very worried about that right now. And, you know, he's said several times, both in the article and in his testimony, that the Fed needs to continue to have an accommodative policy for an extended period of time. Now, what that extended period of time is, who knows, but, you know, it seems like they're going to do everything they can to get this recovery chugging along and continuing on the path.
So, but is there anything out there really to give a kind of a stimulus boost, or is it not needed right now?
I don't think it's needed. I think they're doing what they can, and like I said earlier, I think, you know, the companies that are managed well and run very well have done a phenomenal job. Caterpillar's one of really trimming everything they can out and actually posting pretty good earnings, you know, given that, you know, Caterpillar, for instance, revenue was down 36% from last year. I mean, with the massive slowdown in construction, but, you know, they're an example of a company that's doing very aggressive cost cutting and getting in a great position to actually post profits.
What are you advising your clients to do right now, Mike?
I always stress to investors, and I stressed this last time on the show, that they should have a reasonable plan in place for their investments and stick to that plan. That being said, now I think is a great time to reassess your risk tolerance in light of the financial crisis, in light of what happened. You know, I'm encouraging people to look back at the lowest point of this market and try to pull up those feelings, you know, even if they were negative, because I'm sure they were, and try to figure out what actions were made related to your portfolio. If you were losing sleep at night, or if you're nervously shifting money out of the market during the crisis, then you have too much risk in your portfolio. And I'm telling people that it's never too late to make that reassessment and then make a change to the portfolio and dial down the risk if it's not suitable.
So are you looking at any particular sectors you like, or even individual equities?
I mainly do mutual funds and exchange-traded funds for my clients. And one area that's always been interesting to me is hedge mutual funds. So I think this is definitely a stock picker's market, and this bodes well for hedge mutual funds. And these are basically mutual funds that use hedge fund-like strategies in a mutual fund portfolio format. So the most common strategy in that area is long-short equity. So the portfolio manager will basically find companies that they like and buy them, and then they will short-sell bad companies or companies they think will do poorly. And I think, you know, these portfolio managers are in a great position because they have the flexibility in these markets to take advantage of these dislocations and, you know, bet on companies that aren't going to survive this environment, and, you know, many of them won't, bet on those companies going down and actually profit from that.
Well, let's hope there are blue skies ahead. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Mike Willman, president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston.